Organized Labor and the Biden Presidency. I'm David Brancaccio. Joe Biden is signaling that unions have a more prominent seat at the table in his administration. Speaking after a meeting with labor leaders and company CEOs, the president-elect tied economic recovery from the pandemic to many things, including the wearing of masks, but also to building unions. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. Nova?
Right. Biden spoke after a virtual meeting with leaders of major labor unions and some high-profile CEOs. It was extraordinary in that the two sides were joining together to meet with the president-elect, not a common sight. Biden's remarks came after that meeting. The context was the idea that rebuilding the economy will require creating good-paying middle-class jobs. Now, Biden tied that to protecting the right to collectively bargain and to strengthening unions. He said this during the campaign, but he emphasized it yesterday.
I made it clear to the corporate leaders. I said, I want you to know I'm a union guy. Unions are going to have increased power. They just nodded. They understand. It's not anti-business. It's about economic growth, creating good-paying jobs.
And David, if you think about the last 4 years of the Trump administration boosting American jobs, same idea, but Biden proposing a new approach.
And some of this will be embodied in who becomes the next U.S. Secretary of Labor. What do we know?
Well, we know the cabinet post rumor mill is active. Mayor of Boston, Martin Walsh, is reportedly in contention. Also, Congressman Andy Levin being pushed by some union leaders. And a familiar name, Bernie Sanders, reportedly has been signaling that he wouldn't say no to the job, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. We're also looking at what the president-elect is saying about student loans. Eligible student loan payments don't have to be made during the pandemic, but at the moment, the payments start coming due again from New Year's onward. If you missed that coverage on the air, it'll be in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. Moderna claims more than 94% effectiveness for its COVID vaccine candidate. Pfizer-BioNTech also claims a high rate of effectiveness for its separate vaccine candidate. Many other firms are hard at work on their approaches to immunizing the world against this wretched thing. But is it fair to call this a vaccine competition? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
Moderna told investors in October it would have 20 million doses ready by the end of the year. Pfizer said it would have about 50 million by then. Both companies are clearly racing to get their product to market as soon as possible. But
these vaccines won't be, quote, marketed in the usual sense.
William Schaffner is an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University. He says initially the government is going to be the main buyer and distributor of these vaccines, which means
the distribution should be coordinated rather than competitive.
He says the CDC in Atlanta is preparing for distribution when the vaccines are ready. And when the pandemic is behind us and COVID-19 is just another infectious disease, things might change, says Aaron Kesselheim at Harvard Medical School.
Then you might see some marketing competition between Pfizer and Moderna and whatever other manufacturers have a vaccine at that point as well.
Both vaccines would still need to be cleared by the FDA before distribution. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Stock index futures at the moment mixed. Dow and S&P futures are down in the 0.5% range. The NASDAQ future up 0.2%. Working holiday retail can be both delightful and grueling. The crowds, the hours, all I want for Christmas for the 994th time. And this year, COVID-19. Here's Mary Elsagara.
When she first went back to work at an IKEA in California in June, Terry, we're not using her real name because she fears losing her job, actually felt safer than she does now.
Everybody was still pretty nervous and people had masks on and they were like trying to keep their distance.
But as time went on and lots of stores and restaurants reopened, she noticed customers relaxing.
People were like, oh, it's not a big deal if these places are open. And now it's a little bit harder to get people to understand that there's still danger.
So some customers don't wear a mask or they get too close to her. Sometimes she ends up in situations that make her feel unsafe. Like when she helps customers load online orders into their cars, she might be touching a door handle or a seat. And afterwards,
I have nowhere nearby for me to wash my hands. And if I have 20 to 30 customers you know, waiting for us to bring our product out. I also don't have time to wash my hands.
So she resorts to hand sanitizer or alcohol wipes. In a statement, IKEA outlined its safety measures, like hand sanitizer stations and plexiglass screens, and said the safety and well-being of its employees is its highest priority. Terry would rather not have to work in retail this holiday season, but she can't afford to quit. Trina Traylor is in a similar position. Her main job is as a union organizer, but she picks up seasonal retail work every year for 25 years now, which has meant a lot of long hours and time away from her family.
I hate it, but, you know, it's just something that I have to do.
This year, as in the past, she'll be selling perfume for a company that operates inside Macy's.
And I have people that are trying to talk me out of doing it.
But she needs the money for Christmas presents and to pay her taxes in April.
So I don't have a choice but to do it, but I'm very nervous. I have one of those face shields, but I don't know if you've ever wore those face shields. You can't even see out of them. They're real blurry.
Some retail workers are deciding that it's not worth the risk this year. Traylor has a friend who's in that situation.
She's scared that, you know, if anything happens, that she would take it home to her mom, and her mom probably wouldn't make it.
A recent survey from Korn Ferry found that about 40% of retailers are having a hard time finding seasonal workers this year. The survey also found that most retailers are not offering bonuses or hazard pay to attract workers, which sounds about right. Trina and Terry both said they have not gotten a pay bump because of the pandemic. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.